Just because you're going through a difficult time in your life doesn't mean that God is not with you. It doesn't mean that God doesn't love you. It just means you're going through a difficult time right now. But the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. Will you now trust Him?
Thanks for joining us today on Truth in Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
Hello, my friend. It is so good to have you join us again on Truth in Fact, and we are in 1 Kings chapter 17. What an incredible story of how God provided for Elijah and a widow woman, and if God can meet their need, surely God can also provide for you and I. Verse 11 says, "And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. But she said that she didn't have any bread, but only a handful of flour in a bin and a little oil in a jar. And she was gathering a few sticks to make a fire that she might cook the last meal for her and her son. And after that, they would die of starvation. They had absolutely nothing left. The famine had been severe and hard. Not only does she not have any food left, but there's no food to come. Nothing. Her back is up against the wall, so to speak. It's their last meal and they die. This is it. She probably already had a yard sale. She sold everything that she had to sell. It's not like she can run down to Kroger's or Walmart or Meijer. She tried all the stores in town. She even went to the city down the road, but there's nothing. The shelves are bare. There's no food, no macaroni and cheese, no bread, no flour tortillas. Nothing, my friend. Absolutely nothing. She can't even go to her neighbors to borrow some flour because they don't have anything to spare. The famine had been hard, 3.5 years of no rain. Everything has dried up. It's parched. Nothing but dust. Nothing but dead and dried up crops. Nothing but ragweed and dried ground that's crinkled with cracks. Life had been hard. We don't know what had happened to her husband. We do know that he passed away. She's a widow. She's trying to take care of her son and herself, and there's no indication that there's anyone else around her to help. Maybe you've been there. Maybe you know exactly where she's at. Maybe you know this story all too well. You know all about it. Been there, done that, bought the t-shirt to boot. Perhaps you've been in those difficult situations to where you didn't know what else to do. Maybe you've been at that place that if God doesn't move, it is over. Perhaps your back has been up against the wall. Maybe it's there right now. And you thought, how are we going to make it? All I have is a little flour and a little oil, and after that we die. How, Lord, how? Perhaps you've even done as the Bible told you, and you cried out to God like David did in the Psalms, but yet it seems that heaven is silent. You cried like Habakkuk cried. You cried like others in the Bible, cried out to God, but heaven seems like brass, and you wonder where God is in this. You wonder how you're gonna make it. The rent's overdue, you can't pay the utilities, you don't have a job, or if you do have a job, it seems to pay so little. Everything seems to keep going up. You're constantly struggling with health issues. The bills keep coming in, the doctor bill, prescriptions, and so forth. You see, the widow woman is at the bottom. If you were to look at this in the natural, you'd have to say it's over. She has no hope. There's nothing left for her. It looks like it's over. But then the man of God says to her, "Do not fear. Go and do as you have said, but make me a small cake from it first and bring it to me. And afterward, make some for yourself and your son." Notice Elijah said, "Do not fear." Yet that's the one thing that we do. We fear. Many times we're afraid. We fear of what might happen. We fear of the unknown. We fear when God tells us to do something. We're afraid to step out of the boat. We're afraid to rock the boat. We're afraid to trust God, to believe God at His word. Many times we're afraid of failure. We're afraid of messing up. We're afraid of disappointing others. But my friend, you can never, never go wrong by putting your hope in the Lord. You can never go wrong by trusting God. That's what Elijah is saying. Yes, God can provide the flour. He can provide the oil. But the one essential ingredient that we need is this: faith that with God, nothing is impossible.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.